But he didn't say what it was for. And Miss Hayes was just as deep in. I went up there and told her. She just as deep into it as he was. I was going to quit. And Reed Price and him got up a mess, and I was going to whoop the whole works up there. And old Reed wanted to go get water and all, and I wouldn't let him do it. I told Bill, I said, don't hold that gate. And said, now, if you do like me and the little lady, talking about Miss the secretary, says, you take this $20 a week and go ahead and put it in this retirement plan. And said, then if it goes 12 months, you'll draw $200 a month for the balance of your life. Says, every time you put $100, I put $100. Say, to help me on the income tax. Rocked along from September the 8th in 74 to 77. And when I retired, I was pinning on that. I went up and asked him about it. He said, you misunderstood me. And I ain't gonna tell you what I told him, but I submit, I called her, she come down and said, y'all have it all. I said, come here, Miss Hazel. I said, now I've been knowing you nothing when I was a baby. And I said, now he's lying, and you gonna lie as bad as he do? I said, you caused me staying on. I said, I left there in 74, September the 8th. I said, oh, that's when y'all come to feel over there. I said, well, that's yours and Dan's business. I said, no, it's much your business as it is mine. I said, but there's one thing about it. I said, he gonna pay me them $20 a week for ever since September the 8th in 74. And I said, this is 77 coming up. And I said, now y'all let me know in 3 days that you done rented, leased it out and everything and put me on the go. I said, they ain't told me nothing about it. I said, I know they done thank Vernon Phillips and Phil and them come back and grab the other things up. And I got, he think he ain't gonna pay me, but that Social Security man told me, that lawyer, I couldn't get it till I was 65. And I was 65 yesterday. And I told him he owed me $3,244 or something. He said, either pay it all or go back and had to pay the income tax on it, Social Security on it, and all. So he hadn't paid any of it in. And so I told him, I said, just leave it up with him. He said, don't have nothing to do. He drove out the gate and talked to me. He said, just leave it up with us. Says, if you work, I work 7 days a week there, 13 years and 4 months, and I didn't lose a half a day. 7 days a week. And I, he went ahead and he thinks he beat me out of it, but he didn't. He took it. But I'm going to try to tuck it right back from him before it's over with.
When you were coming up, how did y'all raise cotton? Can you tell me about?
Well, they're taking them out there and plant it with old planter I got and had a board behind that and drag it. I've taken and planted cotton. They had to cut the hounds down on the ply stock. And all I got for me to ply since I was 7 years old. I've been plying.
Seven?
That's right. I've been plying them. I split corn middles I got when I was little and had the hounds cut down. I just take and jump from side to side with my feet with a 10-inch shovel and a mule getting. I got and get to the end with a 2-hour ply. I got had taken pull way out there, let it drag around. I got and I had to take a rifle and straighten it up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, with these tractors and all like you got it now, it ain't nothing but just music. But back then, you had to get out there and I've been in the field a many times, the ground froze, had to stand there and wait till the ground thawed up enough, I got to get ready to start plying. When that morning star reared, everybody was getting breakfast, I got and was in the